Monday, June 26th, the Social Security problem came up again at staff meeting this morning. That it's clear now from a McGregor conversation with Bob Byrd that the Democratic policy decision is to push this through, even though they admit they have no funding for the 6 months of 72. And there's a possibility they may put the whole Ribicoff load onto the debt ceiling amendment. McGregor told Byrd that if they load the bill, we'll keep Congress here through July. Byrd said that's okay. They'll just take a long weekend. They don't care about the convention anyway because none of them are going. He made it clear that it's a political necessity in their viewpoint to go ahead with this. So we've devised a plan to fight them by making the point that it's Congress that's creating the debt ceiling delay and thereby halting the operations of government. President's all cranked up about his baseball all-time great story. Wants Ziegler to figure out how to handle it as a Nixon byline. He apparently dictated it yesterday at Camp David and has figured out a super all-time team, one pre-war, one post-war, one for the National League, one for the American League. He got into a number of political things today. His principal concern throughout the day was the Martha Mitchell question. John Mitchell called me this morning and said he was going to go up to New York to get her and try and work out the problem. The president feels that John's got to close her down somehow or lock her up, that he can't just leave her speaking out like this, that it's going to create a major national problem. He seems more concerned about that than about the Watergate caper. The problems on Watergate continue to multiply as John Dean runs into more and more FBI leads that he has to figure out ways to cope with. End of June 26th.